Well, it's a little after 8. We had a show on before us tonight, so we was kind of late getting in. But we are the Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. I am Neil. With me tonight, as always, is going to be Lonnie and Chris. And tonight, we have a very special guest in. His name is Matt. We won't give last names, so we'll be fine with that. So, Matt, how are you doing, buddy? I'm glad you can make it in.
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. This is my first time on the radio. I'm an independent conspiracy researcher, and I'd talk to you about some of the views that I had.
Yes.
And you know, you told me about the show, so I was really interested in coming on, and I'm glad to be here.
Right. Well, see, the thing about it is, in this field of study, I guess you can say, any field of study that involves investigating, you actually can and do. Sometimes run into conspiracies, because anybody who's a fan of the show that's been listening, we've been on over a year now, they know we sort of teeter that line between conspiracy and whatnot, you see. So that's the reason why I wanted you on, because, I mean, a lot of the government cover-ups not only goes from, you know, just what you have here in front of us, what we're going to talk about in a moment, but it goes with UFOs, you know, Bigfoots, and other things are covered up as well. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and give some information out to people. If you guys would like to give us a call into the study or into the studio, if you have any kind of a question or comment, you can do so, and that's going to be 423-869-6331. One more time, that's going to be 423-869-6331. If you'd like to, you can send your questions or comments at us as a friend on the Facebook account. That's going to be www.facebook.com/Tri-State Para. That's one word. We do have a Twitter account.
I have not
given the password to Chris to take care of it, but hopefully we can remember to do this at some point. But you can follow us on Twitter, and that's going to be at Tri-State Spirits. If you would like, you can send some questions and comments into us too on our email, and that's going to be tristate_paranormal@yahoo.com. So, and also, before we really get into anything too big, we want to go ahead and express this is not, you know, a jab at you, Matt, but this doesn't necessarily follow our beliefs. I mean, we're not going to condone it, and we're not going to agree with it. So just so you know, there's not going to be, this is not necessarily our point of view. It is yours as well as other people, but we're going to say this is us as a group. We're not necessarily going to say we agree or disagree. So
yeah,
just so you know,
I'm just honored to be on the show. And I understand that this is my independent view.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to present it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, though. I mean, that's just so great. I'm just glad to have you on. Lonnie, buddy, you didn't get to make it last week, man. I mean, the snow scared you.
I told everybody I hated winter. And, oh, I love it. It's right, beautiful. Right. It's beautiful. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
One of them.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? It was nice and beautiful.
It was nice and icy.
Cold, couldn't leave the house. That's wonderful.
It is just wonderful, man.
Can't wait to get the next round.
And I believe that last week's show was probably one of the worst that we have ever had, because it's just, there's so many school closings we had to go over. We were so stretched, stretched for time. It was just unbelievable. And we needed to get out here at a decent hour, because the snowstorm was actually on us. As soon as I walked in my door at my house, I live in a city over next to where we're at, the studio is, and it started icing as soon as I walked in the door. So, I mean, that's just crazy talk. I mean, it's just bad, bad company right there. But Chris, how have you been this week? Pretty good?
I'm doing good. Busy, but doing all right.
Just all right?
Yeah.
Why just all right?
Why?
Yeah.
As much running as I do, all right's really good for me.
Oh, yeah? You know what I'm looking forward to, Lonnie? Chris is very opinionated. Okay?
Yeah.
And when
really?
Matt gets into this thing, it's going to be fun to watch him talk, yeah. I believe, okay?
Uh-oh.
And I think it's going to be just interesting. Now, be careful, Matt. You're sitting right next to her. She'll backhand you.
Yeah, put up a little defense barrier here.
I just sniff.
And you know what?
Okay.
This is the first time since we've had the show and the guests that we've had that the guest is taller than I am. Can you believe this?
That is odd.
You are not used to that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a bear of a man, but he's like a grizzly of a man. I don't know what it is with him. He's what are you, 6'6"?
6'5".
Yeah. Jeez. So he's over me there, and I was just like, wow, it's just the first time on the show, man. So how about that? I'm glad of that, man. Us tall people unite.
Yeah,
man.
We got to stick together.
Have to. It's a little man's world. That's awful.
It is.
Should we get offended, Lonnie?
I'm short and sexy. I ain't worried about it.
Oh, God.
What?
Okay, everybody who's listening, he's actually 5'1".
I wish.
Make you sexier, right?
Oh, yeah. The shorter, the better.
Oh, geez. But Well, let's go ahead and get into some of this, man. We probably won't answer many questions as in the paranormal front tonight. I mean, we may go into it, and you know, everybody who's listening to the show knows how we are. We're just here, there, and everywhere when it comes to the show anyway. So we'll probably, like, stop Matt mid-sentence and be like, oh, you know what else reminds me of that? You know, that's how we are.
Do you play basketball?
Who would be a good basketball player in this movie? Will Smith.
Yep.
It's always Will Smith. It's so always.
We just take a subject and run with it.
That's
so.
That's just how it is, man. But go ahead, talk to us a little. Right. What was the reason you wanted to come on?
Well, I wanted to come on to talk about mind control, especially in the wake of all the shootings that have taken place.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about mind control on here, so this is a good starting point. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, as an American citizen, I've been really concerned with a lot of the agenda that the government and the media are pushing in the wake of these things. And I wanted to come on and talk about, in the beginning, foundation, Operation Northwoods. I wanted to provide a evidence of government sponsoring terror in order to get agendas passed. And this was a operation that took place in 1962 and was proposed to Kennedy. This wasn't actually, they didn't actually go through with this operation, but it was presented by Leimitzer, the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time. And in this proposed operation that's unclassified, anybody can look up on the internet. It's available, and I printed it off. They propose lobbing mortar shells outside of the base station in Cuba, sinking a ship near the harbor entrance, conducting funerals for mock victims. They say that they could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba. We could blow up a drone, unmanned vessel anywhere in Cuban waters. And we could develop a communist Cuban terror campaign in Miami and other Florida cities and even in Washington. So this was all to provide a pretext to go to war in Cuba. And
so are we talking sort of like on the lines of like population control perhaps?
Well, not necessarily in this instance, although the people who are behind this, I believe, are interested in population control as
right.
well. But this specific instance was to provide a problem in order to get a reaction from the United States public and clamoring for action to be taken against Cuba. To provoke us, where it's actually the United States government provocateuring all of this behind the scenes. And this is a documented example of this taking place. Now, this takes place, I believe, all the time in the public arena. I believe that 9/11 was an example of this. I think that the government had a hand in performing the operations that took place at that time. NORAD actually stood down and was performing exercises at the time of the same exact type of scenario. And they have recordings of the jet fighters saying, is this real life or an exercise?
Really? Okay.
Because they were confused. So that would have been another example, if that is in fact true, of them provocateuring and then going through with an agenda that they normally wouldn't have gotten passed because the people of America were clamoring with the reaction to go to war or have some kind of a to punish the supposed terrorists or enemies that actually that
so you think that the U.S. used that as an excuse? They started this as an excuse to go to war so that they would have an excuse to go over there and do what they wanted.
Yes, and I think that's the same thing that's happening here with the shootings that are taking place.
Well, go on with mind control. We'll
yeah,
never talk about that.
Okay, now that we've kind of laid the base for that, MK Ultra and Monarch are CIA programs, and this is, again, documented, available for anybody to look up, and I encourage anyone to do that on their own, do their own research and not take my word on this. But they're programs and techniques to create mind-controlled assassins. And this was used by our government and other governments, Russians, in order to have sleeper agents. And there's the movie Salt that mm-hmm. came out, and Angelina Jolie's in it. Manchurian Candidate is another mm-hmm. good example of this, where through using technology and drugs and hypnosis-type techniques and torture, they can induce an individual to create an alternate personality, split personality.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is implant this alternate personality with a set of objectives and a trigger in order to make that become dominant once they're re-released out into the public. So you would have these people who are completely unaware of their separate identity and consciousness, and then they would be able to, someone call them on a phone and say one trigger word, and then they immediately snap into that reverted mindset and the other personality, and then go perform these pre-programmed actions.
There's a movie. Did you watch the movie with Bridget? What's her last name? Where she was actually trained to kill people, government officials and stuff for the government.
I don't know. Bridget.
What's her last? Fonda.
Bridget Fonda. No, I haven't seen that one.
It's really good. You should watch it. It's okay. Basically about what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll have to look that mm-hmm. up. But what really kind of stands out in a lot of these things, in the instances of Aurora and Sandy Hook, is there's something called predictive programming, and this is another thing that took place during 9/11, was there was a Lone Gunman episode. It's a spin-off series of the X-Files, where they had government agents hijacking planes, flying them into the World Trade Center as a pretext to go to war in the Middle East. And this took place 9 months before 9/11 actually happened. And then there's also an episode of The Simpsons where Bart Simpson is holding up a magazine that says New York, $9, and then there's the Twin Towers right behind it making 9/11, and he waves some dollars at it and goes, aha, you know, in kind of a really weird way. And they have clips of this on YouTube,
right?
And it's called lesser magic. It's you tell your victim what you're going to do before you actually do it. And that's another thing that is behind all of this conspiracy stuff, is that the people actually perpetrating this and these acts are, they're Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all being performed in fulfillment of biblical prophecy. I mean, they're steering this towards a one world government. All these actions are taking place and dissolving the United States into and eroding our Constitution, and making us part of a United Nations compliant just leg of this one world government. But what also took place with the predictive programming for these shootings was Batman. And this is especially notorious with the Aurora shooting, because that took place during one of the screenings of one of these movies. But the movie Batman had a business tower in big neon letters. One of the skyscrapers has Aurora on it. And then the latest Batman movie, they had a map, a diagram, where the city was laid out, and in the part of the city where Bane takes over the stadium, the football stadium where mm-hmm. they're playing it, that's labeled Sandy Hook, and they have a screenshot of this on the internet available for people to.
That's what I was going to ask. Look, there's actually ways they can go online and see this.
Yeah,
right?
See it for yourself. Don't take my word on it. It says Sandy Hook, and one of the weird things that took place before the movie came out was there were some promos sent out of apparently supposed to be from Bane terrorist orders and just to random people out in the public where it was a map and it was like a arrow that says strike here and it's you know got other Batman type of paraphernalia with mm-hmm. it and goods but it was kind of sort of a promo but they're also sending that out saying strike here and then these shootings take place in the wake of it and to me those are some of the earmarks that tell me that something might have been going on. And Adam Lanza was the shooter at Sandy Hook. He tried to buy guns 5 times and mm-hmm. was denied. And he stole his mother's weapons. And there's no law that you can pass other than just getting rid of all guns, period, to prevent somebody from being able to do this. So the government, again, is putting on the campaign of fear that the media is promoting on the top of this completely irrelevant laws, something that they just wanted to get passed that has nothing to do with this situation. And in the case of James Holmes, he was actually involved in he was getting his master's degree in neuroscience, and he was working on the integration between technology and the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he got his funding for all of the weapons through government grants while he was in that program. And he was also being seen by a top Air Force psychiatrist at the time that he took these did the actions that he did at the theater. So all of this combined just shows me that the government certainly had a hand. I'm completely convinced that
so
they're
what
involved.
You're saying then is that the government is the bad guy and not the gun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a gun is an inanimate object.
Exactly.
You know,
you can take the guns, but you're still, as long as you got bad people.
It's like that old adage, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And
where there's a will, there's a way.
Right. But what the real danger is a disarmed public. And that's the one thing that really separates us from every other nation in the world is that we have the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the last one. I mean, Switzerland, I think, has some gun rights now. But every other, like the UK and Australia, they've all been disarmed. And if you look at tyrants throughout history,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the first things they do is disarm the public. I mean, Hitler did it. Mao did it. I mean, it's a recurring theme. And it's to stop the people from being able to defend themselves from tyrannical government, which is why we have the Second Amendment. It's the people to be able to have a militia in the case of tyrannical government. Our founding fathers put that framework in the place of the Constitution because they were well aware of big government and tyranny and how it can be formed and how it would could take place even when this government had been established independent from the from England, and that was one of the safeguards that was left in place to stop us from being taken over by a tyrant.
Well, I was told that there are several states that's passed laws that says that if the government tries to come in to take their weapons, that they can be arrested on site because state has authority over government.
Yeah, and that is a big battle that's taking place right now is between states and federal government. But like, there's a Kentucky sheriff that has said that if any of the Obama's regulations that he's come out and said are enforced, that he's going to arrest any federal agents that try to arrest people for well, I think Obama's laws.
Was it Wyoming, Nebraska? It's one of the states out west that's already passed that law, I think. Let me thump Lonnie in the head
that's
real
abuse.
Fast.
I'm calling the police.
But I mean, it's that I don't think is going to stop the federal government from trying, because if you look at what happened in Katrina, the entire people of New Orleans were disarmed. People right. defending their homes from looters. The U.S. Army went in, and the U.S. Army will do it. Not every U.S. Army individual will, or any arms forces person, not everybody's going to comply with that, which they shouldn't, because they took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Well, do you think that there's going to be a civil war if the government tries to take everybody's weapons?
I think that there are going to be a lot of people who will not turn in their guns, and that will be the line in the sand.
Well, with that, we'll go ahead and just give us a quick break real quick. That way we can gather our thoughts and whatever. But you're listening to the Paranormal Experience on 91.3 The Gap. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back to 91.3 The Gap. This is the Paranormal Experience, and we're kind of taking a little route away from paranormal a little bit tonight to do some of the conspiracy stuff, because it's been a hot topic as of late with the gun controls and whatnot. So what we're going to go ahead and do is go ahead and go back over to Matt. Matt, what else did you have?
Okay, we were just talking about how you had brought up that a lot of people won't want to give up their guns should these laws pass. And I think that this letter here that I've got from Joshua Boston, the Corporal of the United States Marine Corps, pretty much sums it up. He says, "Senator Dianne Feinstein, I will not register my guns should this bill be passed, as I do not believe it is the government's right to know what I own, nor do I think it prudent to tell you what I own so that it may be taken from me by a group of people who enjoy armed protection yet decry me having the same a crime. You, ma'am, have overstepped a line that is not your domain. I am a Marine Corps veteran of 8 years, and I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object, yet carries one, tell me I may not have one. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. I am not your servant. I am the person whom you serve. I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America. I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned. I am an American. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by the media and your misinformation campaign against the American public. We, the people, deserve better than you. Respectfully submitted, Joshua Boston, Corporal, United States Marine Corps."
About that.
And I commend that man for standing up for America and for all of the citizens and all of our freedoms.
I don't know where I heard this from, but speaking of the letter sort of like that, I can't remember if it was on the radio. I heard it from somewhere else on the radio, or if I had heard it in passing, or if I'd read about it on the internet. I can't remember exactly where it's at, but there's a sheriff, and it's actually somewhere local, I believe, semi-local.
Yeah.
That said that he didn't agree with the gun laws that they're proposing as well. And
yeah, there's a Kentucky sheriff.
That's what I'm talking about. Eastern Kentucky somewhere.
Yeah.
What was the story on that? I remember. I think it might have been you who was telling me about it.
Yeah. He has said that if any of the laws are enforced by federal agents in his county, that he will arrest any said federal agents for illegal actions against the Constitution.
Because the state has rights over government.
And the sheriff is the final line in the sand of protection for the people at a local level. He's an elected official that is there to protect the people, and not just this Kentucky sheriff. Other sheriffs around the country are standing up against and saying that if any laws should be passed, that won't take place in my county.
No, I see.
You know, Obama's trying to pass all these laws about guns, but yet he has armed guards for him, his family. Is he going to give up those?
I don't think that people like that would have to give them up. Is that right?
No,
is that
they're exempt.
Everybody.
But why?
Oh,
why
so they can. They can keep them, right?
Yeah. So all why should they be able to keep theirs and we can't?
What about the? I mean, like police officials and sheriffs.
Police officials, they're going to include in that as well.
Oh, okay.
Simply because a lot of the government officials or public servants, such as police and some military that might be called in or National Guard for confiscation should it take place, wouldn't comply if they had their guns taken, but if they're able to keep theirs, they might actually go along with mm-hmm. This. Because, like, I've brought up this subject with some people that I know, and, you know, the gun confiscation issue, and they said, well, I don't own an assault rifle, so it's not going to affect me. Well, you know, you can say that, but once they start taking...
What's to
you
stop
know,
there?
Yeah, once they get this foot in the door... That they can start doing this. They're going to come after all the
but
guns.
But it's not
eventually.
Just guns. If they change the Constitution for guns,
yeah.
What else are they going to change that they just don't like?
Mm. Yeah.
On a whim of a president.
That's
so
it.
So is this only semi-automatic guns? I mean, you asked me one time, you asked if I own guns. I said, yes, I do own a couple.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what is it just assault rifles?
Well, under Feinstein's plan, it's any gun that has above a 10-round capacity. So if you have a pistol mm-hmm. that has more than 10 rounds, then that's included.
Oh, so you, like a six-shooter you could keep, or like your shotguns. A lot of hunters carry shotguns for squirrels, rabbits, and
what's going to stop? You can have a magazine with 10 bullets in it, and then you can have another one. You could have 10 of them. You're not going to stop somebody from getting the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just going to have that many more magazines.
Well, and one of the things that I wish I had the woman in hand the testimony, but she got up. There was a woman that got up before Congress and gave a testimony of she was one of the victims of a shooting like this, mm-hmm. and her parents were shot and killed. And she said that you know it doesn't matter how many bullets in the magazine it is, because I can tell you how easy it is to take. You know, a magazine clip and put a new one in. It takes 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? So that isn't the issue. And she said it's not the that I'm upset with him. He was a deranged person. Who I'm upset with is you, the government, for taking away my right because in the city it had just recently been declared that she wasn't able to carry her firearms. So she wasn't carrying that day, but had that law not been passed, she would have been carrying, and she would have been able to fire at this man shooting, and more than likely her parents would have still been alive.
Right.
So she was saying, you know, that I blame you. You're the person that I'm mad at. You up there, you know, Congress.
Well, let me clarify something for everybody. You're not just saying this because you're not just somebody who sits on the couch. You actually were in the Navy, correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, he's actually, you know, served for the United States as well. So he's not just someone just sitting on the couch and, you know, just listening to this and just wants to hubbub around about it.
No, and so, I've taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution personally yeah. myself, and I take this very seriously.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Well, our other member that's not here tonight, he just got out of the Marines.
Yeah, he did a couple of tour duties, did he? Three? Two?
He done two in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. So
yeah, and he feels the same as you too. He didn't want to.
Would look forward
lost,
to meeting him.
Lost buddies. He has his Humvee blowed up on him. Everything. He's been through it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's another thing that I think is ridiculous is that we're sending all our people, our friends and family out to be killed in all these wars that. I mean,
well, how many times should one person, how many tours should they have to do?
Yeah, and they keep sending them out again and again, and they get post-traumatic stress syndrome. They come back, and then some, you know, the suicide rate of people in the military is staggering. I mean, it's
just over and over. They send them, they come home, they send them back. Eventually, they're going to get killed.
Yeah.
You know, the odds are that, or go off like that Marine did over there and shoot a bunch of people.
Well, speaking of the PTSS or whatever, he actually told us, the one that she's just talking about, that he still wakes up at night sometimes and he'll hear something and he'll try to cover his wife because he thinks they're still there. He'll still shout and try to cover them up.
He walks floors and he doesn't sleep or anything. There's a lot of things he doesn't tell.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes it'll just come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've got a brother-in-law who's a Marine who is the same way. You mm-hmm. you can't wake him up, and this is a known thing in our family. Like, you know, you have to be very careful mm-hmm. about yeah. being around him like that, and that's no way to treat a human being.
Right. Okay. We'll probably go ahead and take us one more break real fast, but we'll be right back with Matt Klein, and you're listening to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. Welcome back to Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We're Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. As you can tell by the name, we usually go into paranormal, but we've taken a sidestep tonight and gotten into some of the more hot topics going on with conspiracies in the nation. We got Matt with us tonight. Matt, would you go ahead and go share some more with us what you were talking about?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish by getting into where I think that all of this is headed.
Okay.
I think that this is being done right now as a preparation for the public consciousness to get in everybody, in everyone's mind, gun confiscation. I think that sometime soon in the future, we are going to see an event on par with 9/11. And I do believe that the government will be behind it, not everyone in the government, but some factions trying to get an agenda across, where they will try to stir up terror and get people in a frenzy of panic, to where they'll give up all their rights and go along with a disarmament. And this is being done right in the shadow of our financial collapse, where they've been talking about our, you know, the fiscal cliff. That's like the hot topic word on the news, you know, all the time. And now it's been pushed back to March. But our country is headed for a collapse. I mean, it is coming. They can push it off as much as they want, but they're not going to borrow or print dollars or spend us into any kind of a recovery from this. There is going to be a collapse, and it will be worse than the Great Depression. And once they have people disarmed and unable to protect themselves and fend for themselves and be completely reliant on government, I think that this is going to be allowed to take place. The money manipulators, the U.S. Department of Treasury, mm-hmm. and the Federal Reserve, who is a privately owned bank that prints our money on interest, that mm-hmm. we give our U.S. government bonds to print our own money. They will allow this to take place, and then everybody, the wealth of our entire nation will be consolidated in the hands of a very few people, and we'll see a lot of concentration camp type facilities being run to house the people who won't otherwise be able to have any kind of a shelter or any kind of a home or food for themselves.
Right.
If you don't know how to hunt, if you don't know how to, or you don't have the means to, then you would more than likely starve.
Mm. Do you think it's our government, or it's actually goes further than that, as in, you know, we've never really touched on it too much. We've mentioned it a couple times on the show, not particularly with you here, but like the Illuminati. Do you think it even goes beyond up to that?
Absolutely. I think that the people are just puppets who are in charge of our government right now. But beyond them, this is a satanic agenda that's taking place. Our leaders have attended this thing called Bohemian Grove. Reagan, Nixon, both Bushes, Clinton have been at this thing, and they have another video on the internet where a man named Alex Jones, who has a radio show in Texas, has millions of listeners. He got famous for sneaking into this and filming a occult ritual before a stone owl god, which some people claim to be Molech from the Old Testament, where they would burn children before this god, in seeking some kind of a reward. But the owl also symbolizes wisdom and Sophia and the feminine divine. Dionysus is another cult. It goes all the way back to Semiramis, and the mother of I can't think of the guy's name.
No, that's fine.
But it's the goddess throughout history, being repeated on itself. It's Mystery Babylon is what the Bible calls it.
Wow.
So this is all being done in preparation for the United States will collapse and be put into this centralized one world government, where there will be a one world religion, and then the Antichrist will come onto the scene and make war against Israel. And I mean, this is all, I think, fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and there's a lot behind it. But you can also see the Illuminati symbolism in music. Jay-Z has a CD out called The Third Degree, and Freemasonry is another thing that's you know, very tied into Illuminati. And even here in Tazewell, they have a lodge, a Freemasons lodge, and I've actually gone inside there myself. They had a chili, you know, dinner kind of a thing, and I wanted to go in and scope the place out. And on the shelf, they had a book called Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. And in that book, it does say that to the 32nd and the 33rd and the 31st degrees, it is revealed that Lucifer is God. And I've seen this my own eyes. I even was looking for that book, a copy of it, at McKay's in Knoxville. And they have this conspiracy section of it. And I was telling my cousin, he's like, why are you over here in this occult stuff? And I said, I wanted to get a copy of this book because it says that the Masons worship Lucifer. And, you know, well, I said the devil. And then this guy says, well, no, that's not true. He says, I'm a Freemason and I would know. And I'm, you know, in on this stuff. And I said, well, I've seen it. And he says, well, that's a mistranslation. Lucifer means the light bearer. And he's trying to go on this tangent about, you know, explaining why Lucifer isn't the devil and how I'm just not in the know because I'm not some esoteric Freemason that's been indoctrinated. And he's lying to himself. He thinks that he's in on some mystery and can't see right in front of his own eyes that they worship Lucifer.
Well, I have to say, my dad was a Mason.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever heard him say anything about it being Lucifer or anything.
Well, here's the thing. They have 3 degrees in the first stages that they call the Blue Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, the apprentice, the and then it goes up to the Master Mason, which would be the third degree. Mm-hmm. And I have a brother-in-law who's a Freemason. Mm-hmm. He's a district defender in Athens, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And what the purpose of this is you have initiated members of a brotherhood that don't necessarily know. And like I had said earlier, it's the 32nd, 33rd, and 31st degrees that they tell that Lucifer is the God at the very highest because it goes up 33 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So what the purpose of having the people in that order that are just the lower level people is that if a Freemason gets in trouble in the law, they have people that are district defenders, sheriffs, mayors, at
brotherhood.
Yeah, at the brotherhood at any level. So they flash their little gang symbol hand shakes or have a lapel pin on that has the square and compass G.
Their rings.
Yeah, and their rings. And then it's just understood that they've sworn a blood oath for treason, murder, any other crime to aid a fellow Mason. So it's a secret brotherhood within itself too, and they recruit people within even local levels to be able to get their agents off on anything. They have insiders everywhere.
I see. Okay. Well, I don't know where else we can go from here. We might just go ahead and just close her out for tonight. But I do appreciate you coming on, man. It's been very informative. And like I said, we do not as a group technically agree or disagree with him. This is his point of view. So I mean, anybody can have their own point of view as well. Everybody's welcome to that too. Until maybe they take it away. Who knows?
Yeah.
But again, I want to thank you for coming on. This has been a paranormal experience here on 91.3 The Gap. Come back next week, listen to us. We'll probably go back into the ghost busting and Bigfoot hunting then. But we want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, if it's out there, we'll find it.